I'm gonna be so for real. I was out of it this week, okay? I became a mother. Oh, here she is. Come here.
Let's see her.
Come here.
Yeah, she hates you. Like, look at you. You have to like chase after her.
I don't have to chase after her. I have to lift her up.
Hey, Phoebe dog. Hey, Phoebe bear. Hi, Phoebe. Okay, can you start it?
Start what?
The pod, or did we already start?
We've been potting.
Oh,
Trying to
okay.
like keep her here. Let's see. I can totally do the pod with her here.
Okay, anyways. Hey guys, welcome to episode 5. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I
Yeah,
yeah,
welcome
it's
to
episode
episode 5.
five.
Yeah, welcome to episode 5. Nice hair.
Shut up. Like, sue me, I took a shower because I have a dinner to go to.
Fire. Lesbians don't eat dinner.
No, yeah, we actually eat lunch.
Salad.
No, Billie Eilish, I could eat that
Roast
girl for
beef.
lunch. Roast
Roast
beef.
beef. Yeah, I'm excited for it. Honestly, like the little roadmap that we talked about, I'm excited to talk today.
Well, what I was gonna tell you is like I like beyond the roadmap, I've been out of it. I've been out of it
I can
this week.
yap. So as long as you provide like some direction, I can yap it.
Okay, where would you like to begin?
Wherever you want to begin. I don't give a fuck. You want to start with your NHL bullshit?
No, I don't want to start with that. I actually, because that's looking forward, right? My NHL bullshit is like looking forward at what's coming up. I think we should talk about what happened this past week in the NFL first, and then we'll talk about college football, and then we'll talk about a wee little bit of NHL news.
All
And
right,
then,
so
oh, also WNBA playoffs were whack.
I haven't been watching that, so that's all you.
Well, okay,
I
like
don't
when I
care enough.
watch, I like watch for the celebrity sightings.
Fucking good.
Like last night, it was, I will say the game last night that I watched between the your Las Vegas Aces.
Mean, they're not my Las Vegas Aces. It's
You
just
love the Las Vegas
I
Aces,
don't
and
love the Las Vegas Aces. I just think Asia Wilson's a dog. It's like about it.
well, she
I don't.
popped off last night, except that they lost
Did she
in a
pop off?
really, really close game.
I almost bet money. Did they win?
No, New York is
Fuck.
up 2-0 on the series and best of five.
I was gonna bet money on Asia Wilson's points, but I was like, eh, like I'm like not following enough, so I was scared. Okay, anyways, let's just get
I
it.
think
Let's get.
I think she's always a safe bet, but
Exactly. But like whatever. Anyways, let's get it started. Obviously, NFL week 4 just happened. We're heading into NFL week 5.
it was a big
So
week.
it was a big week and it was a fucking fun week. Like, I mean, look.
Finally, I won both of my fantasy leagues.
I only
Both
won one.
weeks.
I only won one.
Woo!
But hey, it was a fun freaking week. I mean, looking at it in retrospect, we had a pretty awful NFC East showdown Thursday night between the Cowboys and the Giants.
Hey, wait,
But
before we
then
like break down everything, who remains undefeated still? We're down to two.
Chiefs and Vikings.
Yeah.
Yep. No,
Down to
it's and
two.
I mean, like the Chiefs don't look great for an undefeated team, but whatever. The Vikings do. Vikings in a shootout versus Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, 31-29 dub. Oh, crazy fucking game. Unreal. Like it was just a fun game to watch. Another fun game was Falcons Saints was weirdly fun. I had a lot of fun watching Tampa Bay absolutely just pump the Philly Eagles. That was great. My Denver Broncos with the number one defense in the NFL, baby. Back to
Really?
back wins. Yes, ma'am. They're killing it. Riley Moss, the first ever starting white cornerback since
We already
2003.
talked about him last week. You can't talk again about how Riley Moss is a white cornerback.
But he's so good.
Like, good for him.
He's so good. I love Riley. I love you. Anyways, the Bengals Panthers game was weirdly fun too. Commanders pumped the Cardinals, but I loved watching it. Jaden Daniels is a stud. Ravens, I mean, I didn't watch much of that game because when Derrick Henry posted up an 87-yard rushing touchdown in the first quarter, I was like, all right, so this one might just be over before it starts. Turned out to be great. Obviously, Monday was a nice duality day because we had a
Wait,
shit
who did
game.
the Ravens played the Bills and
Buffalo and yeah, and smoked
ruined
them.
the streak.
Yeah. And then we had Tennessee beat the Dolphins, in which was probably the worst game of football I've ever seen. Just awful.
I saw wait, I saw the
Will
funniest fucking thing ever, which was
Levis?
no.
Oh.
It was a meme of some guy, some like football coach wheeling a player in a wheelchair who, because he was like injured, but like forever injured
Was it
onto the
Tua?
field. And the caption was like McDaniel and wheeling
Tua.
out Tua. Or no, the caption was McDaniel and Tua after whoever the quarterback was this week was after he had just an abysmal showing.
I mean, look, yeah, it was really bad. The Titans kind of looked okay. They kind of looked good without Will Levis under center, but whatever. And then the actual good game of the night, Detroit Lions versus the Seattle Seahawks,
That
42 to
was a
29.
great game. I watched it.
Jared Goff had a receiving touchdown. They were just
Yeah.
running the ball all over them.
It was the Detroit special.
Yep. And then
Remin
Dave, and then
reminiscent,
Dave.
of course, of the Philly
Philly
special.
special. And then David Montgomery on his 42-yard reception absolutely buried Devon Witherspoon into the ground, and it was awesome to see. Like, I'm talking like no run-up. He caught the ball, turned around, guy was there, lowered his shoulder, killed him.
I saw that. It was
Oh,
ridiculous.
it was fucking awesome. Like, that had my fucking. I was pumped. I went to Casual Sport and I was mucking down some wings.
Yo, I had wings this weekend too. And what? I
I
was
had
literally.
24 buffalo wings. I was just sitting there dipping them in blue cheese. I see it and I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, that was football.
I had friends over on Monday night, which was that Lions game.
Were they
And
lady friends?
were they what?
Were they lady friends?
Not like that. Were they women? Yes. They came to meet my dog. They didn't come to fuck.
They were all women?
It was two ladies,
Oh,
all.
okay.
So two of my
Boring.
friends came over, and my favorite wing place has, for like the last 2 months, has buy one, get one, a pound of wings.
So you
So
get
we,
2 pounds of wings for the price of one.
yes. We got 4 pounds of wings and watched football. It was beautiful.
Because you guys are fat.
No, because 4 pounds of wings between three people is delicious.
I feel like.
And
How
first of
many
all,
wings
we
is a pound of wings?
well, it depends on how big the wings are.
Gail, you're annoying me already.
It's like
Anyways,
eight
moving
to
on. Don't want to
10.
hear it. Don't want to hear it. Moving on.
And
Anyways, looking.
just for the record, there were leftovers. We're not obese.
Okay.
Go on.
Anyways, looking at week five of the NFL, real quick. Some nice games. Some real nice games. We got the Buccaneers and the Falcons coming up tomorrow on Thursday. Looking forward to that one. I have some fantasy implications for that one. I have some money implications for that one. So I am looking forward to. By the way, if you guys want a great betting app for all your betting needs, go to Underdog Betting. You
Are we
can't use it.
sponsored?
No, but I just found the app and I put in I think $5 just because I was like, eh. And they gave me $5 to match my bet. And I sent the link to a bunch of my friends. And for every, after you get your account verified, for every friend that you get to get onto the app and to deposit any amount of money, they give you $25. So I currently have $125 in this thing.
What the hell? But
Let's
also,
fucking go.
what's the name of the app again? Maybe we should reach
Underdog.
out. Maybe we should reach
Hey,
out.
Underdog, I'm gonna DM you guys like tonight. Just letting you guys know I love you so much. It's one of the few apps that like betting like TikTok influencers or whatever the hell you call them will be like, hey, use my code on Underdog, blah 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 blah. And it's one that I can actually use because Underdog is available in all of the states and Canada except for Ontario.
Okay, so I can't use it.
But I can, so I don't care about you. You
I
can
don't
use
even bet.
Bet365 and whatever. You
I'm
should
too
though.
scared. I'm too
But you should just
scared.
do small amounts. Do like $5 a week. I do $15 a month. Anyways, going back to week five. So we have a little bit of a mixed bag of games. Jets Vikings. Pretty sure we know the outcome of that one. I'm pretty sure the Vikings are going to stomp them, but you never know. Dolphins Pats. No one cares. Colts Jags. No one cares. Buffalo Bills versus the Texans should be a great one. Ravens Bengals will be
I was
fun.
just about to say that.
Browns Commanders, I think, could weirdly be a fun one. So could the Cardinals Niners. Seahawks Giants, I don't care. Packers
Hey, wait,
Rams.
wait. Jacksonville, Indiana has Indiana losing. Like, what? Is it because of their quarterback woes? I think that's a
Yes.
crazy.
It's cause Richardson is hurt. Honestly, I would if I was a betting man. I would probably hammer the Colts spread just because I think they actually look like a decent offense with Flacco. I just
Yeah, you
think he.
literally told me immediately after Richardson went down, you're like, pick up Flacco. I was like, shut up. Like, Richardson was on my bench this week anyway because I picked up Justin Fields, and that's what got me the win in fantasy
Oh,
this week.
nice. See, that's I like that, but still pick up Flacco.
Well, okay, so I dropped Richardson,
What?
and but no, I haven't yet. I haven't yet. I'm giving you a
Oh,
scenario.
okay, because he's gonna come back. He's not done for the year.
I know, but I do think that there's other quarterbacks on the on my waiver wire that are better. Like, for example, Sam Darnold.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, I
So,
get.
like, why wouldn't I just go pick up Sam Darnold and drop Anthony Richardson and then have a tandem of Fields and Darnold?
Or just trade Richardson for
No one
like.
wants him.
I'm sure if you offered someone Anthony Richardson for like fucking Kareem Hunt or like Alexander Mattison or Roschon Johnson, somebody would do it.
No one in this league is high on Anthony Richardson.
Doesn't matter if you're high on him or
No, but
not.
that's what I'm saying is there's no interest because no one's high on him. No one likes him.
I hate
So
your league already. Anyways.
my question is, on this
Yes.
waiver wire here, the top three quarterbacks are
Darnold.
Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Kirk Cousins.
Darnold.
Okay.
You should have been picked up, Darnold.
I know. So, bada bing, bada boom. One
Bada
for
boom,
one
bada
right
bing.
now.
And then I just wanted to dive into real quick. I started this thing last week. I wanted to do it again this week, real quick. I'm going to do three guys that are must starts in fantasy. I'm going to say one guy who's a bit of a sleeper that I think is going to boom, sleeper in quotes, and one of the top guys I think is going to be shit. So, going into quarterbacks, I think the top quarterbacks are going to be as follows. I'm not saying it in order because fuck off. Okay. So I think it's going to be the three guys that are like 100% going to have good weeks in my mind, I think are going to be Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, and CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud, good matchup against the Bills, going to be a shootout. Lamar in a divisional game. Jaden Daniels, I mean, he's the QB1.
And you love
Hard to
him.
dispute that.
You've
And I
loved
do.
him since week zero.
I've been on Jaden Daniels since the offseason, and I'm just happy it's finally paying off. And we do love Jaden over here. Quarterback that I think is going to weirdly be good this week. Not really sure why. I do like Geno Smith this week against the New York Giants. I just don't think the defense is that great. I think they're decent up front. And I think if Neighbors plays, they're just going to have to throw the ball quite a bit to stay in the game. And Geno Smith's been all right. And a guy that I think isn't going to have that good of a week that is a bigger name, so to speak, is I'm gonna say Dak Prescott against the Steelers. I don't like Dak. I don't like the Cowboys. I hope they
Me either.
lose. So yeah, that's about it. Anyways, moving on. Running backs, guys that I think are gonna have big weeks. I mean, Kyren Williams is pretty much like a mainstay in like big weeks. He's had a touchdown in every single week.
Did you
He's
just say
unreal.
name stay? It's mainstay.
Okay, whatever. Mainstay. Hey, shut up. Anyways, moving on. Another two guys I think are going to be really big. I mean, no surprise, Derrick Henry, Jordan Mason. I think those guys are pretty standard. I think a guy that's probably going to disappoint a lot of people this week is Bijan, especially because he's hampered with it.
No.
Shut up. He's hampered with an injury. It's tough going for Bijan right now. He's had a tough schedule. The good news on Bijan is if he plays, it'll probably be in a limited fashion unless like he gets some good practicing in going into tomorrow. So if he practiced fully today, then I'm a little more optimistic about him. But I w also wouldn't be mad with them just deciding to sit Bijan and playing Algier just because
Oh, I think I have Algier somewhere.
Bijan's playoff schedule is cake, and I want him healthy and ready to go for my playoffs if I end up making a run. And then a guy that I think is going to really disappoint a lot of people this week is Devon Achane versus the New England Patriots. He disappointed last week. I think he rolls it over again. The offense is shit. They need to go get a quarterback. They need to do something. It's not looking good over there in New York. Moving on to the receivers. Three receivers that I really love this week. Nico Collins, that's another guy, mainstay, absolute beast. I do love DK this week against the Giants. I always loved Chris Godwin, extremely high on Chris Godwin. Guys that I think are going to pop off this week. I love Marvin Harrison Jr. I love Deontay Johnson. I do like Drake London weirdly too against Tampa and Jaden Reed obviously as well. One guy that I would probably consider fading that are bigger guys, obviously you can't fade them because you have to play them every week, but I think you might get disappointed, is Jefferson against Sauce Gardner and the Jets. I just not a big fan of that matchup. I feel like they match up pretty nicely, but I guess we'll see because it is Jefferson. And Neighbors obviously still hampered with a concussion, but if he does play, obviously gotta play him. And then for tight ends, same thing. Kelce, Kittle, McBride, if he plays, has to start. If not, Dalton Kincaid. And then guys that are going to disappoint this week, I'm going to say Brock Bowers against Denver. They have probably the best defense in the league right now, and they're just killing it. And then a guy that I would probably just hammer, and I would love to play him in any league I'm in. Two guys, actually, I'm going to name Kyle Pitts and Ferguson. I like Kyle Pitts against Tampa. I like Ferguson against Pittsburgh. And that about does it. I don't want to talk about defenses or kickers. I don't really give a fuck. One thing I did want to talk about is Devontae Adams. Have you heard about Devontae Adams and what's going on with him?
He requested a trade.
He did officially request a trade, and there have been rumblings that he's going to go to the Jets, rumblings that he's going to go to the Saints. I think he's going to go to the Jets just because he wants to play with Rodgers or Derek Carr. It's obvious.
Why?
Because he's weird. Derek Carr was his college quarterback. Rodgers was his NFL quarterback. He wants to play with one of the two. Honestly, if I was Devontae Adams, I probably would go to a team like either the Patriots or the Commanders. Go to a team with a young quarterback, especially the Commanders. If you went to the Commanders with Jaden Daniels and he had him and Terry McLaurin to throw to, my God. But yeah, I'd go to the Commanders or I'd go to the Pats. I mean, he's not winning a ring in New England, but young quarterback or Jacoby Brissett, who basically has the mind of a young quarterback because he's awful. I mean, the game plan would be just throw the ball to Devontae 25 times a game. So I'd go with one of those two, but we'll see. I'm excited for it.
So my other piece of NFL news is like, I don't get it. I need information from you. Von Miller is suspended 4 games without pay for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. What is the personal conduct policy? What did he do? Did he like
I'm pretty
bet?
sure.
Did he beat a woman?
I'm kind of fuzzy on it too. I also haven't done that much research in it. I saw it and I was like, eh, whatever. I don't really care. But I'm pretty sure it could have been something to that degree, or it could have been PEDs or something. He's 34, so
What's
PEDs to me,
PED?
performance enhancing drug. So
Oh.
PEDs does seem more likely to me, but I don't know. Oh, breaking news. Bijan Robinson with his hamstring injury is officially off the injury report and good to go for Thursday night football. We love to hear it.
Wait, I just got a text. So it was a screenshot of me adding Sam Darnold and dropping Anthony Richardson with the caption, "Time for your sister to break up with him," implying you. 'Cause he like I'm gonna tell him I did that.
But you dropped Anthony Richardson for him? I said don't.
I told you no one wants him.
You could have traded Fields or Starnold or whoever. I honestly feel like next year I need to have access to this league.
Okay, well, I think next year you need to not forget that the draft starts when it
Your
starts and
draft
miss
was
the
fine.
first
You
three
got
rounds.
unlucky. Your draft was fine. You got unlucky. I couldn't have
Whatever.
predicted that AJ Brown was going to put up wide receiver one numbers in week one and then not play again. That's just luck of the draw, man. Hey, I'm in the same fucking boat as you. I traded David Montgomery, Jamison Williams, and Olave, who have all been popping off, for Amon-Ra St. Brown and Pacheco. And Pacheco, the week I got him, fucking broke his leg. Happens. It's about how you pivot. And I feel like this is maybe just a good year for you to understand how pivoting and like how to fucking like properly.
I just want it to be known that last year I went 8-0 the first 8 weeks.
It's okay. This year's gonna be a rough week for you, a rough year for you, maybe,
Yeah, I'm
depending
two
on
and
how you.
two. It's not good.
Yeah, but that's you got a lot of time to fix that. You can
In
make it to
both
the you can
leagues,
make
I'm
it to
two
the
and
college
two.
football playoffs at like 7-7. I'm not worried about that.
This isn't college football.
I said fucking whatever. You can make it to the playoffs at 7-6. I'm not worried. Last year I made it to the playoffs at 6-7. I made it to the finals.
My dog found my sock.
Good job.
But she's having a really good time. So I don't know
And
if I can
then
even be mad.
you wanted to talk about college football, right?
Okay, so here's my note that I have on college football
I
because
know what it's going to be.
I literally turned on the TV or I turned on Instagram and I saw this, and Alabama's Ryan Williams owns only 17. He like bypassed his senior year of high school to go to Alabama, and he was insane against Georgia.
He's been insane all season long. Let me pull up the stats for Ryan Williams. So far this year, I like this guy's so good. So far this year, I think he's only played in four games, Ryan Williams. I think they have only played four games, but Ryan Williams in through four games has 16 catches for 462 yards and five touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty fucking good, dude. But you know, there's so I obviously want to talk about Ryan because yeah, 17 years old, out of Mobile, Alabama, just
Mobile.
Mobile, just putting on for the state, and he's just been killing it. And love Ryan. He seems like, and it's also like nice to see because he seems like such a nice kid. And I could say kid because he's younger than me, which also makes me feel very sad.
Well, now you know how I feel when like all of these athletes are popping off and you find out that they're children and they're born
Like,
in like 2007.
what the fuck? Like, that's nuts. But I also wanted to talk about this guy because you want to talk about college athletes that are going on a generational run. Look no further than Boise State Broncos running back Ashton Jeanty.
You're definitely butchering that last name.
It's Jeanty, but I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Jeanty. In four
Hey,
games, the
wait.
guy's. Wait, no. In four games, the guy has 82 carries for 845 yards, and he has 13 total touchdowns.
Have you seen the Key and Peele sketch?
Yes, with the names, yes. I hate to break it to you, you're extremely late to that
Of
one.
course, no. I'm not saying I just saw it for the first time. I'm
Okay.
saying it's one of my favorite things ever.
Anyways, Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Jacksonville, Florida. That man is so fucking good at football, and I'm just very happy that the world is starting to realize it because I saw week one. I watched week one of college football. I've been slacking a little bit, but I definitely want to. I'm gonna try and watch more this weekend. I watched him week one against Georgia Southern, absolutely go on a tear, and I told everybody this is the best running back I've ever seen in college. And all my friends are like, "Oh, like he's not better than Quinshon Judkins. Oh, he's not better than Trayvon Henderson. Oh, I would take freaking Jordan James. Oh, I would take this guy." But this is the king of running backs right now. Like this is an NFL talent in front of our eyes. And hey, you could say about Ryan Williams too. That guy's gonna be a fucking superstar. He's gonna be eligible for the draft when he's fucking like 19 years old.
You just
That's
love anyone named Ryan.
no, but yeah, he's putting on for Ryan's everywhere. But
Because
yeah.
that's what, you know what? Ryan's everywhere are suffering. So
They
thank
really
God
are.
for Ryan Williams.
Yeah, but the one thing I don't really like about it too is like he's taking a lot of shine away from other prospects. Because I mean, like, oh shit, I forget his name. But the Bama, I mean, Bama pretty much just always gets every fucking freshman that they want. There's a freshman safety for Alabama, Xavier something or Xavier something. Forget his name, but I mean, he played a great game too against Georgia. He had the game-winning interception after Ryan Williams' game-winning touchdown. And then J.J. Smith, I mean, Ohio State true freshman
The
receiver,
Ohio
The Ohio
State.
State University, exactly. And he's been a dog too. So I'm looking forward to really getting into college football over the next couple of years and watching these guys continue to just be great. And I'm looking forward to next year's NFL draft because there's going to be some fucking dogs.
Yeah, some dogs who are born in like 2005.
I don't care though. There are some dogs. Travis Hunter, all basically the whole Ohio State team, basically the whole Georgia team.
I do like watching college football.
It's fucking
I'm
fun.
a bandwagoner. Like I get into it when the playoffs start and like when it's like all the bowls, especially because like the Orange Bowl is always happening when we're in Florida and it's like down the street. Or not, it's not down the street. They stay down the street. It's like, oh my God, the Orange Bowl, whatever.
Orange Bowl is always very fun. I only started being an Oregon fan like four years ago. But
Herbo.
like I wasn't like super Oregoned up like I am now.
Oregon is actually sick. Like, think of the top two at like no, sorry, their top two athletes to come out of their school as of late are like very
Justin
good in their
Herbert.
respective sports. Come on, come on, get there. Say it with me, Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
rude. She was unreal last night.
I was thinking Penei Sewell.
You were thinking of a man.
I was thinking Penei Sewell, the best right tackle in the NFL.
You were thinking of a man, and
I
that
was.
anyway,
Oh my God. Anyway.
the NHL preseason has been underway. And by the time this episode comes out, we will be like 3 days away
From
from
the
the
regular
start of the
season?
regular season. Starts
Oh,
on
shit.
Tuesday, October 9th.
Nice.
The Habs, we've had some rough go with injuries the last few years. I mean, last year Kirby Dach went down in game two with a season-ending injury to his knee.
Oh, yeah, we get him back this year. That's pretty tough.
He's been back, but then what do you know? The other night against, of course, Toronto, David Reinbacher goes down with an apparent knee injury.
I don't know who that is.
He was picked 5th overall last year.
Oh, he
And
was
he
apparently good. Oh, shit. All right. Well, thank God I'm a Capitals fan.
Okay, hold on. You don't even know what's going on with the Capitals. I don't even know what's going on with the Capitals. They have an ancient captain. But anyway,
Yeah.
back to the Habs for a
One of
second.
the greatest of all time, right there.
Obviously, I'm not saying he's not, but I'm just saying, like, shut up. Reinbacher goes down with an
Mean.
apparent knee injury, and then later in the game, Line A gets hit in a knee-on-knee collision with Cedric Paré. You're
Oh
like,
yeah,
who the fuck is that? Exactly.
I saw something.
Exactly.
I saw something. I'm pretty sure it might have been fake because I don't even remember where I saw it. I'm pretty sure it's on TikTok, but I saw something because Cedric Paré just got called back to the G League that the Habs were sending Arber Xhaka,
AHL. AHL.
sorry, the AHL, that the Habs are going to send Arber Xhaka down for the last game because they're playing Cedric Paré and his team, and they told Arber Xhaka to go kill him.
That's not true. Also, because I don't even think AHL preseason has begun.
But also, if that is true, that would be sick. That
Obviously, but
that'd be
like,
like way to ride for your team. Like just send down the big muscle mommy to go handle business. Like I like that.
don't call Arber Xhaka a muscle mommy. He's daddy.
No, he looks like a
Anyway,
muscle mommy. Anyway.
so the good, there's a good news, bad news.
Good news, bad news.
Good news, bad news. So in the game, Reinbacher's injury didn't look that severe. Laine's injury looked super bad. The reality after getting tests and stuff is a switch. Reinbacher already got surgery and he's out 5 to 6 months. Laine has a sprained knee and he is out 2 to 3 months without needing any surgery. So, like, for Laine, it's the best case scenario. Thank fuck. He's going to be back and, hopefully he's around Christmas time. Maybe they push it to January just to be safe.
So we're not making it to the playoffs.
I didn't say that. The NHL season is long, bro.
Oh yeah, shit, it's 82 games.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time he comes back though, it will be what, like 19 and like 30?
Well, who knows? But that kind of leads into my personal season predictions of what I both think and hope will happen, but mostly
Okay.
what I think. And the
Okay.
number one is that the Habs are going to sneak into a wild card spot.
Would you come back to Montreal to watch a game if they did?
Only if they made it out of the first round.
Okay.
I'm not putting all my eggs in the basket just because they're in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. If they make it through the first round, then another team that I think is going to finally end their playoff drought, which is one of the longest playoff droughts in the league, is Buffalo.
Let me
I think.
guess.
What were you going to say?
I was gonna say like the Minnesota Wild.
No, they were in the playoffs, not last year, but the year before. Anyway, they will probably make
Okay.
the playoffs again, actually. I think they'll come back too. I think Buffalo is going to make the playoffs. I think that Connor McDavid is going to win the Rocket Richard trophy with
Whoa.
70 goals, which
Riddle
is
me that. No
no,
shit.
hang on, which is one more goal than Matthews had last year to win it. And then I think that Matthews scores 68 goals, meaning he scores one goal less than last year. And I'm doing it for the memes. I think that Lane Hutson of the Montreal Canadiens will win the Calder Trophy
What's
for
that?
best
Rookie of the
rookie.
year?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Utah Hockey Club, I think they're going to have some scandals. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think that there's going to be some player scandals. There's going to be some weird news out of Utah. It's going to be weird. That's all I predict. Weirdness in Utah.
Okay.
Your guy, Alex Ovechkin, is going to put up enough goals to pass Gretzky this year. I think he needs 40
He
something.
needs
He's going to do
42.
it. He's going to do it. And it's I say he does it by February, March.
I think he puts up 44 goals this year.
I think that's very, very feasible, doable, and he does it, and it's going to be unfucking real.
I swear to God, if he has 42 goals and the next game he plays to pass the record is in Montreal, I will suck off so many people to go to that game. I don't care.
You don't have to suck off anyone. Just
Yeah, I
ask
do.
who has your season tickets?
My dad, but I'm pretty sure he
So you're gonna
also.
suck off your dad or
No,
my
but I'm
dad?
pr no, but I'm pretty sure he sold a bunch of the tickets too, like the games that we didn't like care to go to. So I already have a Capitals game that I'm going to. But what if it's the following Capitals game and then I have to basically sit outside the Bell Center and offer up hand Joes so I can fucking watch Ovechkin break the record?
You call my dad. You tell him you'll suck him off to see Ovi. See what
Okay,
he
now I
says.
obviously was saying that in moderation. Only cute guys.
Are you calling my dad uncute? He looks like Kent
No.
Hughes,
I don't know who Kent Hughes is.
the GM for the Montreal
Okay, let me
Canadiens.
look this guy up because this is like the second time you brought it up and it's kind of pissing me off that I don't know what he looks like. Isn't the GM for the. Oh, yeah, literally. Isn't the GM for the. I thought the GM was for the Montreal Canadiens with Jeff Molson, but he's just
No,
the owner.
he's the owner and
Yeah.
president.
He doesn't do anything.
I don't actually know, he's not the president. That's Jeff Gordon. He's the owner. Mitch Marner's gonna get traded at the trade deadline.
Okay.
The Lightning are gonna suck without Steven Stamkos.
Okay.
And then the last three predictions are who I like think are gonna win it and be the final four, et cetera. So the final four teams in the playoffs are gonna be the Nashville Predators, the Edmonton Oilers, the New York Rangers, and the Florida Panthers. And then the final is going to be between the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers. And
Whoa.
the Oilers are going to win the cup.
Whoa.
And to round out these lovely predictions, the Leafs, the Toronto Maple Leafs, are going to lose in the first round.
By sweepage or
No, I don't know. I don't care how they lose. I just know it's going to happen.
oh yeah, they suck. I don't even know hockey and I know they suck. Okay, anyways,
Exactly.
my turn. You're gonna have to remind me like what certain things mean, but I'm
Okay.
gonna get going. So yes, I agree Ovechkin breaks Gretzky's record this year. That's numero uno. Numero dos, Nick Suzuki leads the NHL in assists.
He's not going to. It's going to be Leon Draisaitl, but I like
Anyways,
that you like that you
okay, he
support the
finishes top
captain.
five. He finishes top five. Okay, anyways,
I
these
think
are
he'll
my
lead
hot
the
takes. Can you
he's
shut
going to
up? These are
lead
my hot takes.
the Montreal Canadiens
You're
in
not giving me the
points.
floor. You're not giving me the floor. These are my hot takes. You just sit there and look like yourself. I was gonna say look pretty, but like I'm the pretty
There
one.
have to be some aspects of the way I look that you'd like, considering like I share certain attributes with my sister who you date, so
But we're not getting into that. That's weird.
anyway,
Anyways,
continue.
what's the award for the best defenseman?
The Norris.
That's gonna go to Kale.
I disagree.
Because his name's cool. I don't care if you disagree. These are my hot
I think
takes.
it's gonna go to Quinn Hughes again.
Can you shut up? Can you be quiet? The top four teams this year are gonna be the Edmonton Oilers
Do you
and the
mean like
Vancouver.
the, sorry, I just want to know, you mean top four a regular season or the final four in the playoffs?
Final four
Go ahead.
are going to be the Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers. And then on the East side, it's going to be the Florida Panthers. And who else is good in the East? Now you can fucking speak, mouth. Who
I
else is good
mean,
in the East?
Leafs,
No,
Rangers, maybe the
no.
Devils,
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Devils. No, that's it. Devils. And I do think. You know what I think happens? I think we get a rematch of last year, Edmonton versus Florida. I think
in the
Florida again.
final?
Can you shut up?
Because I think that we're going to get that rematch in. No, we're not going to get that rematch. We're going to
Just be quiet.
shut up.
I think we get that rematch again. I think this time around, the Florida Panthers come out hot and they go on a 3-0 lead. And everyone thinks, oh shit, like this is like a new dynasty. We just got to accept it. And Connor McDavid gets on his high horse and they come storming back and win it in seven in shootouts in game seven. And
Okay, so I hate to burst your bubble, but playoffs don't
no.
have shootouts. They just keep
Okay,
playing
so
overtime until it
it goes to triple OT.
in
That
game
is,
seven.
can you shut up?
That
Jesus
is
Christ.
ridiculous. First of all, that's exactly what happened this past year, except that Connor and the Oilers didn't win.
So this time they will. Can you just shut up? Shut up. Shut up. Anyways, yes, those are wait, what other ones? Oh, there's a Vezina trophy. I know that one.
Best goalie.
Yeah, no shit. The Vezina winner is going to be Igor Shesterkin because his
Solid.
first name is funny.
He's
His
Russian.
first, well, that's still that weird motherfucker from Frankenstein. Like, you don't think I, wait. No, that was the gargoyle. Wait. No, that was the Hunchback of Notre Dame that had Igor. Yeah, he was that little bitch ass motherfucker in that movie, but I love that movie. So Igor Shesterkin, that's my dog. And the goal leader this year is gonna be, I'm feeling kind of hot and bothered and just want to say like Patrick Kane. I love Patty Kane.
I know, but he is, unfortunately, he's past his prime.
I know, it's really sad. But like that was like those are the two for me growing up. Like I was never a big Sid Crosby fan. I understand that that's weird because
It
I'm
is.
Canadian.
Because I
And
was a
that,
Crosby guy.
yeah, I know that. But I understand that it's weird that like a Canadian person's favorite players were Russian and American, but that's just how it was. Like my favorite players growing up were Ovi, Patrick Kane, Datsyuk. I loved Zetterberg. Like I missed the old days of hockey. I hate all these new people. I hate all these new names. Like I honestly wish I can go in a time machine and go back to like 2009.
Growing up, my favorite players were like obviously Sidney Crosby, but then it was just a lot of Habs players. It was
Yes.
Satu Koivu, it was Jose Theodore.
Were you a big Maxime Lapierre guy?
No, Lindsay was. Oh my God, Lindsay had the biggest crush on him.
Everybody did. My sister used to have a crush on Maxime
Except
Lapierre.
that Lindsay was like seven and like dressed like a little boy and met him at the Canadian Grand Prix and looked like you need to ask Lindsay to see that picture.
I'm gonna ask her and be like, by the way, like, did you ever have like a Habs crush?
She had two NHL crushes. One was Maxime Lapierre, and the other one was Vincent LeCavalier
Yeah,
from,
she already told me about that.
yeah,
She told me about
she
that, and
was huge on them.
I started liking him when he was bad.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, because he won the cup, right, in 2004. She wasn't liking him then. She was 4 years old.
No, apparently she liked him when he was on a different team. I didn't even know he was on a different team.
He was short, very shortly. He was on Philly. She
That's what
liked
it
him.
was,
No.
Philly.
She liked him before that. She absolutely liked him before that
At the end of the
because
day,
Philly was like his last year.
At the end of the day, like, I would, like the last, like, when I was a big hockey person, it was like Peter Stastny and like Hey Duke and like all those fucking
Those
dope,
abs.
those, but it's just like there were just so many sick players, the Sedin brothers,
Oh, yeah.
Lidstrom, fucking just dogs.
Yeah.
And now it's a bunch of pussies named Austin. Like, fuck off.
I hate Austin so much.
I just hate everything about Toronto. I hate the Raptors too. The only thing I don't hate about Toronto is the Blue Jays because Vladdy Guerrero's fat and he's all pudgy and stuff, but he's so good at baseball and he seems like
That's why
so
I hate
nice.
baseball, 'cause
No, but
all the
he
they're
seems
such they
so
look like
nice
such
though.
shit athletes,
But he
though.
seems like such like a nice like little teddy bear person, but I already know like get him angry enough and hand him a baseball bat and he could probably swing my head off my shoulders.
Yeah.
And Bo Bichette's pretty.
That hair is so silky.
He's real pretty. But I
Anyway,
don't
back to
know.
hockey for a quick sec. My guys growing up were like Marc-Andre Fleury, who I saw in a restaurant a few months ago.
Oh, wow. What team did he play for again? Oh, the Pitt Penguins.
He played for the Penguins, then he
The
went to
Wild.
Vegas, then he went to Chicago, and now he's with the Wild.
Yeah, I knew that. I'm
And he
smart.
did the funniest fucking thing the other night. I think it was actually last night. He wasn't playing because, like, preseason, they're like testing a lot of the young goalies, whatever. So he
Yeah.
was supposed to be in the press box. What does he do? He puts on like a disguise. He puts on like a wig, a hat, and a mustache and goes and joins the ice cleaning crew. He's such a fucking prankster. I love that guy. He's so funny. Like,
That
can
is
you
really funny.
imagine your veteran like goalie who has already declared that this is his last season? Like,
And
he's done after this season.
like a 1,000% like first ballot Hall of Fame goalie.
Yes. Yep.
Like probably the best goalie of my generation.
I think he's one of the best. I think that he,
I think if
unfortunately
you no
for
no
Carey Price, he's
if you
had
look at
more
everything, if
success.
you look at everything included, like it's kind of like,
Well, yeah, two Stanley Cups.
and also the stats to
Or
back it
is
up.
it three?
I think
Three
he had
Stanley
three. I think he
Cups?
had three because he got one with Vegas and two with Pittsburgh, I think.
He wasn't there when Vegas won. I think he got three with Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, anyways, but yeah. Oh, and since you got to do this with the NHL, I wanted to add one more little thing and do it for the NBA. Because the NBA season does start too. Nah, shut up.
Hey,
All right.
fine. Give me your hot takes.
I'm gonna make it real quick, okay? I'm gonna make it real
Slay.
quick. So
Slay.
I'm just gonna do it like this. Okay. So yeah, obviously the big news in the NBA a couple days ago was Karl Anthony Towns traded to the New York Knicks. We're gonna see how that pans out. I'm not super mad about it. I know a lot of other people are. It's just they traded one guy that doesn't perform in the playoffs for another, so it's hilarious. But anyways, I'm just gonna make it real short. I think the final four teams, so like the conference finals and whatever in the NBA this year, I think we're looking at, a younger team takeover this year, and I think the OKC Thunder go on a fucking tear and make it to the Western Conference Finals against LeBron and the Lake Show. And then I think in the East, we're probably gonna have the Boston Celtics make it there again. I kind of like the idea of them ending up playing the Miami Heat or maybe the New York Knicks, but I think the Heat is definitely more viable just because all their guys are dogs and playoff proven. I think we see a Lakers Celtics finals, and I think LeBron and the Lakers pull it off in six. I think Anthony Edwards wins the most valuable player this season because I think with no more Cat, and adding Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, it's cool and all. I just think a whole lot of shots just got kind of thrown up in the air, and I don't think Ant is going to let anybody get him other than him. So I think we can see a fucking insane level year from him. I think Ant wins MVP. Anthony Davis goes for Defensive Player of the Year. I think
Who's
this is
Ant?
Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a very down year for teams like Steph Curry and the fucking Warriors. I
Oh,
think
yeah,
like.
they're
I think the
past
Suns
their
too. I
prime.
think the Suns with Devin Booker and KD are going to be absolute fucking horrible dog shit. I think Giannis, Dame, and the Bucks are going to be bad. I think certain teams are built to like last right now, and other teams are kind of just bringing in veteran talent just to kind of give it one more ride, and it's not really working for them, and they just keep rolling it over and over. So yeah, I think this year is going to be an interesting year in the NBA. I don't care as much about the NBA as the NFL. Duh. But I'm definitely looking forward to it just because I get to see my glorious king.
How do you think the Pacers are going to do?
I like the Pacers. I think they have like a cool young team. I don't like that Tyrese Halliburton is their first option and their like offensive facilitator. I feel like having like a separation of home and state in that like kind of
It the saying is church and state, but go
church
on.
and state. Fuck off. Anyways. I think having that separation is important, and I feel like he's so good at facilitating that like the points kind of come pretty naturally to him, but forcing him to go and get a bucket is tough for him probably. Siakam definitely cannot be your number one offensive threat. I mean, we saw that in Toronto for years, and it obviously doesn't really work because he's also inconsistent and he's big and whatever. I think they're a fun team, and I think they're going to be, probably like a top four seed in the East, and they'll do all right. But until they bring in a real stud guy, like a guy that can go out there, not have to facilitate, just kind of catch and shoot, catch and attack the rim, and
Maybe
catch in
they
the
bring someone
mid-range.
in at the deadline.
Who knows? That's a possibility. I mean, like,
Cause can I say my final four based on like not much, just vibes?
yeah, okay.
The Pacers.
Okay.
I was gonna say the Bucks, but apparently they're not it.
I mean, look, the Bucks, like, kind of tough to bet against Giannis always because Giannis is really fucking good. I mean, he doesn't have much to him besides being 7 feet tall and gigantic and muscular and fast, but obviously very good basketball player. So I don't mind that top two. I mean, the East is kind of a crapshoot except for the Celtics, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, fine. I can't ignore the Celtics. The Pacers and the Celtics.
That would be really cool. And honestly, the Pacers could have given the Celtics a run for their money last year if fucking everybody didn't get hurt.
And then in the West, like honestly, I don't know who's good out there. I'm gonna be so for real. Like
Nuggets. OKC
Oh,
Thunder.
I love the Nuggets with the little rainbow gay jerseys. So
Amazing.
Nuggets.
And then you got OKC Thunder, you got the Lakers, you got the Timberwolves, you got Pelicans are looking sneaky good. Who the fuck else is
How
out
are
there?
the Hornets?
Hornets are in the East, and the Hornets are probably the second worst team in the league.
You know what? They should bring back the Bobcats.
The
There,
Hornets is
I said
definitely
it.
nicer. None of the Bobcats was awful.
No,
Oh,
it was
the Kings are actually pretty cool too. They got De'Aaron, they got
the
Sabonis,
Sacramento
they
Kings.
got DeMar DeRozan too. I do like the Kings.
I don't like Sacramento as a place.
I don't mind it. I like DeMar. I like DeMar DeRozan, and I like De'Aaron Fox. So, like,
Okay, wait, so what did I say? I said.
you said Boston Celtics, Indiana Pacers, Denver Nuggets. You need one more
Okay.
team in the West. Just spit some shit out. I already forget who I said, by the
Are
way.
the Clippers good? Can I say the Clippers?
Sure, you can say the Clippers.
Are they good though?
No.
Okay, then no, I'm not going to say the Clippers. Where's Kawhi these days?
He's on the Clippers. They're just bad.
Oh. Fuck, I don't know any what where does the
Just
West begin? What about the
say
Memphis
just
Grizzlies? Are they
they're in the
bad?
West. There you go. That's not bad. They're okay.
Okay. The Grizzlies.
Okay, there you go. I forget who I said. I said LeBron and the Lakers and OKC Thunder, and then I said the Celtics and the Heat. I don't mind that. Yeah, I would say Heat or Knicks. Yeah, one of the two. Thank you to our sponsors over there at Underdogs. I'll be contacting you all very soon.
Okay, wait.
Oh, also,
My
I just recently made this. I'm so off topic and I'm all over the place, but it's okay. We love it. I yesterday made a $10 bet for Travis Hunter to win the Heisman, and I feel pretty good about it.
Okay, I don't know who that
You
is.
have to do your fucking research.
I do so much research on NFL. Like, I'm sorry, I do so much for this fucking pod, okay?
Yeah, but you have to do more research.
You come here and you yap for an hour. I'm the one who
But I
does
do
the
research.
precursor. I do research before I say, this is what we're talking about. This is what happened this week. I have been paying attention. And then you yap for an hour. And then I go after and I have to edit it all, find the funny moments, post them on TikTok and Instagram. And then I have to manage how to put all the full episode everywhere. Because let me tell you, Apple Podcasts is a little bitch.
You know what's not funny right now? This. Anyway,
Anyway.
anyways, guys, we're gonna go because Marls is. Am I allowed to say PMSing?
Oh, no, because you'd be right.
Oh, you fucking nailed it. Okay, guys,
No,
we
like
gotta.
technically I'm not, because that implies that it's
No, no, no,
before
no,
my
no, no.
period.
We're
And
not
I'm
getting into.
currently
We're not.
on it.
We are
So
not getting into detail. I absolutely not. Shut up. We're not getting into detail on that.
anyway, no,
But like.
Marley is a mother and needs to take a little baby out soon before she goes to dinner and leaves her all alone. And she's gonna cry. She's gonna cry in her crate for like 3 hours.
My God, no.
I'm gonna have to play 3 hours of smooth jazz to keep her calm. It's not gonna work. She's gonna
Also,
cry.
to muffle her screams so your neighbors don't hear.
She doesn't scream. She just like squeaks. And all my neighbors are like old ladies, so they don't have good hearing. It's okay.
Okay. That's probably ageist or something, but that's all right.
Whatever.
Fuck old people.
That's not what I said, but you know who did say that at one point? Renee Rapp, and we listen to everything she fucking says.
No. Whoa, whoa. This isn't a we.
It's a
This is
we.
no, it's not. This is a you.
No, it's a we. I'm
I
sorry. Do you know what Renee Rapp looks like?
blue-eyed blonde with a big rack. Did I get that right?
5'8" blonde lesbian with a massive rack.
Okay.
Yeah. Good tits, big heart.
I'm more of an ass man myself, but all right.
I didn't ask.
Yeah, but you're talking about a 5'8" blonde lesbian with a big rack.
No, massive rack. And her ass is great too. She shakes it very often.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
Anywho, watch football this weekend, bet. Watch the
Bet
NHL
wild, bet wild's
preseason.
amount of money, but only if you can afford it.
and watch the NHL season openers
And
on Tuesday
if
night.
you're gonna bet thousands of dollars, put all your money on Derrick Henry scoring a touchdown. Pro tip. Next week I'm gonna do a betting corner with Ryan. We're gonna do a betting segment, and it's gonna be awesome.
Okay, do you want to teach me how to bet next week? Or, like, not even
Yes.
teach me, just like tell me what to bet.
Whoop, whoop. Okay. Literally download Bet365 for next week and just bet
Well,
like
is
a
it, am
dollar.
I going to download Bet365? Am I going to do Bet99? Am I going to do Bet
Bet365.
whatever, like
Bet36.
DraftKings?
I just said it. I just said it. Bet365.
Which one is has Connor McDavid as a sponsor?
BetMGM.
Why wouldn't I do BetMGM? There's so many of
Because
them.
I don't even think you can do that in Canada.
Why would they have Connor McDavid as
Oh,
their,
so
like,
maybe. I don't think you could do it in Quebec. So you could do that one.
I'm not in Quebec, so it doesn't really
I
matter.
like Bet365 just because I find like their odd making is pretty decent. Like
Well,
it's
what
a
about
little
the one that you told me?
underdogs is good too. It's just you can't use that because you
Oh, yeah, oh,
suck.
yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But.
But yeah, do Bet365 and literally bet a dollar. I'll give you 50 cents.
Okay, so you want to pay me to bet and then I also get to keep the winnings?
What? No. If I go in 50 cents and you go in 50 cents and we make you a bet that'll get you like a dollar for $200 return, we're splitting it.
No. We're not splitting
Yes.
shit.
Yes, we fucking are. Thank you so much from our sponsors at
We
Underdogs
don't have sponsors.
and
Thank you to our five
Bet365
listeners
and our
for
five
listening.
listeners. We love you. Oh, wait, we got some breaking news. Also, by the way, thank you to our sponsors at BN Fantasy News. BN
We
Fantasy
don't have
News.
sponsors. You can't say that we're sponsored. We're not.
Am I gonna get in trouble?
Maybe.
Thank you, BN Fantasy News, for being so quick at your job. But you don't sponsor us unless you want to.
What did they say?
Oh, like nothing important. Nick Chubb has finally come back to practice. He practiced in a limited fashion. QB Anthony Richardson was limited with officially an oblique injury. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Fred
Wait.
Warner and George Kittle are among the 49ers who won't practice Wednesday. Blah, 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 a bunch of nonsense.
Well, this
Anyways,
has been
thank you to BN
episode.
Fantasy News. Thank you to Underdog. Thank you to Bet365. We love you all so very much. We will see you all next week. Now you
This
can
has been
speak.
episode 5. Also, at the top, we didn't even introduce ourselves. So I'm Marley, and this is my sister's boyfriend, Ryan. This has been Out of Bounds.
We're not good at this.
No, we never claimed to be.
Okay. Go watch football this weekend. Go watch football on Thursday. Oh, there's a football game Sunday morning. Watch that one. Wake your ass
Morning.
up at
Where is
9 a.m.
it?
I don't know, but there's games on apparently. I saw it.
Well, if it's at 9 a.m., it's got to be somewhere fun.
Okay. So anyways, wake up Sunday early in the morning, watch yourself some football, order some wings, order some pizza, get fat.
Okay, Ryan, shut up respectfully. Watch hockey when it starts and have a great week. We will see you in the next one.